This is The Garbage Man, written by Nox and Thea, and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton. This is a coffee shop and soulmate AU that's tagged Meet Cute, Barista Clint, Dumpster Diving, Puns and Wordplay, Bad Puns. I mean, is there such a thing as a good pun? Not in this fic. Summary. Clint is great at words, except for when they matter most. Clint's great at words. A master of the written word, if you will. A linguistic genius. A true class act of communication. He is to speech like Gandalf is to being on time. He says precisely what he means to. Being great at words is what makes him good at his job. He's hilarious, is the thing, full of so many puns and one-liners you'd think he was some kind of superhero, or, at the very least, the witty best friend of the lead on a late 90s TV show, there for the sole purpose of dropping a clever rejoinder to break up serious moments. With a wink and a handshake, "Thanks a latte for this opportunity," is what made his interviewer finally crack a smile, earning him his barista position 2 years ago. "Have a beautiful day," is what his favorite regulars will chorus with him when they leave, caffeinated and happy. An extra espresso shot and "You're magnificent" cheered that guy who always comes in on his phone right the fuck up after a disappointing business call. Even Kate had to begrudgingly acquiesce to his pun power when his "Oh no, officer, are you here to arrest me?" to a tiny toddler in a full-on dog cop's costume earned him a $10 tip from the kid's stressed-out mom. So long as he's got a shot or two in him, Clint can banter with the best of them, which is why he's sticking to his guns, holding strong, standing his ground. Yes, Katie, that is what I meant to say. Your face is literally the same color as your hands were when you burned them on the steamer last week. I know you have zero game, but that was, like, the most dumpster fire thing you've said, ever. There's no way anyone, even someone as lame as you, could have thought that was a reasonable pickup line. First, rude. Second, his face isn't as red as his hands were, is it? He lifts his head from where it's been resting on the counter and stares at himself in the shiny chrome of the espresso machine. And okay, maybe Kate's right about that. His reflection looks like he's impersonating a distorted fire hydrant. Regardless, she's wrong about what he said. It was a totally reasonable line. That guy just maybe wasn't the best target audience for it. "Clint," Kate says. "He fled the fucking building." Maybe he decided he didn't want coffee. Or maybe, Kate offers, he was traumatized by the random-ass barista offering himself as dessert before he'd even placed his order. The expression on the guy's face had looked pretty close to what some people might describe as terrified, or else horrified, or else so embarrassed one wants to melt into the floor and vanish forever. Though, really, those are all much more dramatic than what Clint was thinking, which was more mildly uncomfortable. The total lack of verbal response, the half trip over a table leg, and the immediate flight from the building were pretty damning, however. Traumatized? That seems harsh. No, harsh is what Yelena's gonna be when I tell her about this after work. Clint winces, but he knows trying to prevent Kate from telling her girlfriend about this is pretty much a lost cause. He's sure he'll be getting a call from Nat within an hour. He tries anyway. "Okay, but do you have to tell her?" Kate folds her arms across her chest, covering up the logo on her apron, and raises a single eyebrow. Damn, the Romanov sisters' influence is strong with this one. "I'll mop during closing tonight." She shakes her head. "You already owe me mop-ups for the rest of the month." Right. That's payment for not telling the boss man about getting trapped in the walk-in freezer due to inadvisable affogato experiments. Clint squints. "What if I..." Kate sighs. "Just admit that you mixed up 'I'll be your cashier when you're ready to order' and 'try one of our fresh-baked desserts' and ended up with a 'come on so terrible you made a customer run away,' and then maybe, maybe I won't tell Yelena. Admittedly, I'll be your dessert when you're ready to try me does sound an awful lot like a combination of two of the standard phrases he gives sit-down customers. And while maybe Clint is normally a wordsmith wizard, surely even Dumbledore fucked things up sometimes. But he's not about to tell Kate that. Clint's in the middle of taking out the trash when the guy he scared out last week shows up again. He'd put him out of his mind, at least once Kate and the Romanovs stopped heckling him about it, and had returned to his regularly scheduled speech sorcery of charming his customers with obnoxious puns and crooked smiles. All was well in the world. Except for maybe the atrocious smell coming from the dumpster in the alley behind the shop. Now, Clint knows his dumpster odors. He's not about to say that any are pleasant, but whatever's going on in the shop's bin right now is causing a stench unlike any he's ever been subjected to. Clint heaves the two bags he's carrying over the top and pauses, hands on his hips, nose wrinkled. The strangest part is that the trash guys came by to collect the day before yesterday, so whatever toxic waste is making this stench is fairly new. Or maybe it's not toxic waste, but instead that something died. Or maybe, God, maybe someone died in there, or their bodies were thrown in by some kind of serial killer, and now Clint's gonna get framed and there's gonna be an investigation, and he's gonna either go to jail for a crime he didn't commit, or end up on some late-night true crime show and... Yeah, there's no question. Clint needs to check it out. He squeezes between the dumpster and the recycling bin, wincing at the unmentionables that get wiped onto his uniform. It's almost the end of the shift. It's fine. Kate can cover the front until closing. He levers one foot up onto the metal handle that the trash trucks use to lift the dumpster, and his other on the same for the recycling bin. Clint's tall enough to see over the edge from flat on the ground, sure, but he has a feeling that this is the kind of discovery he wants the best possible look at. He lifts himself up and peers forward, left foot pushed up onto his tiptoes. All that he can see are standard black trash bags, nothing particularly suspicious. He frowns, leans further out, and then flails as a door slams right behind him. He falls. Forward. Into the dumpster. Well, it's definitely one way to get a closer look. There's a muffled curse and rapid footsteps, and then a head appears over the edge of the dumpster. Oh hey, it's Dessert Guy, Clint says, from where he's wallowing in absolute filth. The guy simultaneously snorts, blushes, and shakes his head. Clint grins winningly up at him. The guy tilts his head, says, "And you're what, the garbage man?" Clint opens his mouth, but no words, for once, come out. There's something vaguely slimy running down his arm, his shirt has grown uncomfortably damp, and for all he knows, he's laying on a dead body. But the chills that go through him have nothing to do with his current foray into dumpster diving. "No fucking way," he says, once the ability to speak returns to him. "Yep," says the man, with a bit of a shit-eating grin. "Nice to meet you, dumpster dude." Clint sits up and tries not to think about the fact that his movement causes an extra special waft of poisonous fumes to rise, making the guy flinch backwards. He leans back until his shoulders are pressed against the wall behind him, trash bag shifting as he pulls his foot up and yanks at his left pant leg. On his calf, shining in newly red ink, are the words he's been marked with since he turned 10. "And you're what, the garbage man?" "Holy shit," he breathes, mind buzzing. He blinks and squints up at the man still looking down at him. "Do you have any idea how many people thought I was insane for dressing up as a trash collector every Halloween?" The man's grin widens, and shit, it's a nice look on him. "Do you have any idea how many times my college friends tried to make me go to that French maid-themed strip club on Main?" Clint cringes in embarrassed sympathy. "Or how I never wore short sleeves as a teenager because this thing..." He lifts his arm over the edge of the dumpster so Clint can read his own words from last week. "Made every hormone-fueled idiot in the locker room break out into dumbass innuendos." "Whoops," Clint says, because he can completely imagine that. He 100% would have been one of those dumbasses snickering at, "I'll be your dessert when you're ready to try me." "Yeah, whoops," his soulmate says, shaking his head as he huffs another laugh. So, are you actually planning on staying in there all day, or... Clint scrambles to his feet. It's not the most graceful of processes, not that he's known for grace on any particular day of the week, because it turns out that quickly collapsing takeout cups and decomposing pastries make for a floor situation that makes standing complicated. "I'm Clint," he says, once he's successfully clambered out. The man's eyes flick down to Clint's extended hand, which Clint belatedly realizes is covered with strange green streaks. "Bucky," he says, making no move to shake Clint's hand. He cuts his chin over Clint's shoulder. "Is this a regular hobby of yours?" "Nah," Clint scrubs sheepishly at his neck. "First time, hopefully last time." He grimaces at the goop that's now been transferred from his hand to his neck. Well, Bucky was gonna figure out what a disaster he was at some point, after all. Might as well be honest from day one. He grins. "Don't get me wrong, I can be a little trashy, but there is no need to dumpster me yet." Bucky blinks once, twice, and then the smile that slowly slides across his face is a thing of beauty. "So, being your soulmate means I'm looking forward to a lifetime of puns that are complete garbage." Clint briefly considers throwing his arms around Bucky, but thankfully his brain kicks into gear quickly enough to stop him from completely grossing out his new soulmate. "Yeah," he says, filthier and happier than he's ever been in his life. "The puns are one thing I'm not planning on ever throwing out." The end.